Let's begin on second jobs, because and you'll know what I'm going to raise, Mr. Green. You know that having two working lives, in a sense, an MP or a candidate in an election and private businesses, it can come across as very tricky. And it did for you when you operated under a different name.
No, well, just to be clear, that was before I was an MP.
I know,
so not really.
But during an election campaign.
I wrote under a pen name, as many people have in the past. The only difference is I actually put my actual name and the pen name next to each other, which is why people know about it.
Okay.
And it was before I came into politics many years ago. But also my main business was setting up a printing company, which I set up 24 years ago, which is still going to this day. And I actually would say very strongly, I think that having had experience in business, having set up a printing company, hired people, had the responsibility of them going home, pay their mortgages, all those things make you much more, you know, capable of understanding what it's like when we talk about hardworking taxpayers setting up businesses and, you know, doing the things which create jobs in this country. And I don't think there's any real room in this country for rather professional politicians who've never done anything else in their life. And basically, Ed Miliband's now pushing this line, you know, we must ban every other interest. Well, Ed Miliband's never done anything apart from politics. Who is he to lecture people about how to go about their lives?
He's not the only one in the Commons, and an increasing number as well.
Well, I think that he's not the only one by any extent. There are other people, including quite prominent people. But if you attack business, which is what Ed Miliband spends his time doing, all those people who work hard and create their own companies and employ people and create the wealth in this country, if you attack business, which he seems to spend all his time doing, and you've never ever done anything else but politics, then frankly I don't see why you should be listened to. That is not the solution. The solution is to have people in Parliament who are from lots of different backgrounds, lots of different interests, and can bring experience.
I think lots of people would agree with you on that. I think the difficulty that people have when they see what they saw with Sir Malcolm Rifkind and Jack Straw, and possibly even your decision to separate your business and political life by using a different name, a pen name,
before going into politics.
I understand, but still, you were still active enough in politics to need to separate the politics from the business. They might regard it as a shifty move. Just say who you are and say that you do both.
Well, absolutely right to have complete transparency. So if you're in business, if you are a doctor, a dentist, if you're working for the army, which a number of my colleagues do in Parliament, then of course you should be transparent. You have to declare all of that. And that's absolutely straightforward, the right thing to do. So this is two different arguments. Absolutely no issue with people being completely transparent. If you are a GP and you're an MP, what is wrong with being able to bring that experience into the House? As long as you declare it, as long as people can see where any conflict might come up, the idea that we should have 650 professional politicians from Hampstead, like Marxist Ed Miliband, I think is preposterous.
But you're not really answering the question that I'm putting to you, which is that you yourself, and look at the Rifkind-Straw situation, it was about saying, yes, I'm an MP here, but over here I'm somewhat, literally in your case, I'm someone else. I'm not just something else doing something else.
Hold on, let me just get this absolutely clear.
I know it wasn't when you were an MP, sorry,
okay.
That was my mistake. were campaigning to be an MP, and I don't want to spend all the time on this, but you are constantly deflecting it onto what you think of Ed Miliband's views.
I thought the discussion here was second jobs whilst people are MPs. So to be absolutely clear, I don't have a second job and have never had a second job whilst being an MP. End of story. What we're talking about, though, is whether you should allow people to have that experience of the outside world whilst they are also politicians. And I would argue that you get a better quality of MP if you have people who are in the army, people who are in medicine, people who have outside experience, perhaps still run their own family, small business. Those things are fantastic experiences for people in Parliament. And we shouldn't shun that. We should have more of it. And only somebody who's never had any life at all, even before becoming an MP, outside politics, would think that it was a good idea not to have that experience in Parliament.
Two big Conservative figures, Lords Lawson and Michael Heseltine, said that they don't think an MP's job is a full-time job, but there will be a lot of constituents and voters who disagree strongly with that and say that it should be. You clearly would towards what they think, but lots of people wouldn't.